The White House is moving toward developing ties with the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamist groups in the Middle East. National Journal reports the president believes he has no choice but to cultivate the Brotherhood and other groups he believes are relatively moderate. One State Department official tells the magazine, quote, the war on terror is over, and now the Arab world may find a route to democracy through Islamism. But those moves may hurt the president politically.
CBN News terrorism analyst Eric Stackelback joins us now for more on this story. Eric, you attended an event earlier today, I understand, about the Muslim Brotherhood. What did you find out?
Lee, very timely event with what Wendy just described. The Obama administration is obviously openly now embracing Islamist groups like the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, today at the National Press Club here in Washington, D.C., the Center for Security Policy had a really eye-opening event, Lee. They are releasing a 10-part online instructional course, online video instructional course for the average American, all about the Muslim Brotherhood. It's called The Muslim Brotherhood in America. It breaks down this group, what they're all about, and why they're so dangerous. And we spoke to Frank Gaffney, the president of the Center for Security Policy. Let's look at that now.
Jihad, which is commanded by Sharia, takes more than one form. We are not winning a war that we honestly are not even recognizing we're in, against jihadists that are using not just violence against us, but civilization jihad as well.
And Lee, I think that was a real takeaway from this event today, what Frank Gaffney just said. There are many forms of jihad that our enemies are using, and not only violent jihad. For the Muslim Brotherhood, it is a stealthy type. Frank Gaffney called it civilization jihad. Their philosophy is, hey, we don't have to blow you up now. We can win through elections. We can get jobs in the media. The government slowly infiltrate. And then the final stage is, yes, violent jihad.